The Gemara Masechet Krisos Dashim Beis quotes the Machlokes in the Mishnah and the Gemara of Ramei and Chachamim. If two Edim say somebody did something or didn't do something, and this person that they're saying Edis on says it's not true, can the Edim abrogate him? Ramei says they can, the Chachamim say they cannot. The Gemara has of Shiloh questioned what is the basis for the opinion of the Chachamim, but says the Gemara, Amar Abai Moider Beir Chachamim, Rameya does agree, Shem, somebody approaches somebody and says, you know Edis on my behalf, and he swears falsely that he doesn't, and the Halach is, Teis Choy Mechuy V'Sham Gzeilus. What happens, says the Gemara, Amloy Shnayim. So if two people approach somebody, say, Yodei Ata Beidei Spleini. We know for sure that you know testimony. Ruoimer, and he says, Lo Yodati, I don't know testimony. Potter. That is Potter. The boy Omar, because if he wanted, he could have said, Lo Niskavanti Leidus, I never, even if I saw what happened, I did not intend to be an aid. And if I did not intend to be an aid, Posh Pshat in the Gemara is he doesn't become an aid, and therefore the Edim cannot know what was in his mind. The Edim cannot say, we know for sure that you meant to be an aid. So Posh Pshat in the Gemara, we seem to learn here that if somebody did not intend to be an aid, he is not an aid. Rabbeinu Gershom has, however, a different approach. Rabbeinu Gershom's approach is that it doesn't necessarily mean that one has to intend to be an aid to become an aid. If you saw something, presumably you automatically become an aid. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? So Rabbeinu Gershom says Pshat in the Gemara is that an aid, in order to be able to say proper testimony, has to be able to speak about all of the details. I didn't pay attention to the details, and therefore, I can't be an aid. Nobody could argue with that. Even if two Edim could say, we saw you see, they can't say what we saw you see. And if you say that you didn't see all the details, he therefore is belief. However, the Rosh learns, like we explained, that to become an aid, you have to want to intend to become an aid. And he could say, I did not intend to become an aid. The Rosh himself, however, asks, is that true? That you're only an aid if you intend to become an aid? So, some Rishonim want to suggest that you don't need to be intentionally an aid to be an aid. However, regarding the special din that we're learning of Shavuos HaEdus, as far as Shavuos HaEdus is concerned, there we can't be mechayiv you, an asham, an osha for it, a veira for refusing to say testimony if you did not want to become an aid. In other words, there are two separate dinim. An aid, one becomes a witness as soon as he saw what happened, whether he intended to be an aid, whether he did not intend to become an aid. Well, however, regarding the din of Shavuos HaEdus, the Torah adds, and this pshat of Shmuel Rozovsky suggests, the Torah adds the words v'hu eid. The Torah wants to teach us regarding that, those two words, that in order to be chayiv for Shavuos HaEdus is only if he intended to be an aid. And if he didn't intend to be an aid, even though he technically could say Eidus, Shvuas Eidus is not Mechoyv. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky himself says it's a beautiful pshat, but it's a chiddush, because the Gemara doesn't say it anywhere. The Gemara doesn't say anywhere beferish this distinction. The Beis Meir wants to draw a distinction between Eidus, where you saw something, and Eidus, where you heard something. If you saw something, you need not intend to be an aid in order to be an aid. When it comes to hearing, theory requires intentions to be an aid. Without that intention, you don't become an aid. The Shulchan Aruch in Chayse Mishpat, Simen Lamed Vov, Sif Aleph, paskins that if there are a number of Edom who saw one Maisa, famous concept that we learned throughout Shas, and one of the Edom are a kor of apostle, so we know that Aladucha is Edom Shabbat L'Tzosoy Bat L'Kula. And since one of them was apostle, it disqualifies the entire group. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, that when does a korov or apostle disqualify the entire group? That's only if he had intention to say Eidus. But if they did not have intention to say Eidus, then the halach of Eidus Shabbat Matzasudat L'Kula doesn't apply. However, continues the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, if a number of people saw something, and there was no intention to be Eidus, so there, we don't say Eidus Shabbat Matzos Bet L'Kula. Ask the Biagra on the Shulchan Aruch that from our Gemara, the way the Pashto Pshat in our Gemara seems to be, that if you didn't intend to be an aid, you're never an aid, we have a very big difficulty. Because there the Shulchan Aruch is saying that we're going to say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula only if they intended to be Eidus. If they didn't intend to be Eidus, we don't say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. But ask the Gra, if they didn't intend to be Eidus, then they're not Eidus, as our Gemara said. So the Sharon Mishpat takes a different approach. He says, certainly, to be an aid, you don't have to have intention to be aidim. However, our Gemara, which seems to say that you do have to have intention, it means that a person who intends to be an aid is more likely to remember what he saw. If he didn't intend to be an aid, he doesn't necessarily remember. And that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that he didn't, that his excuse is that if I didn't mean to be an aid, I'm not an aid. And you don't know what my intentions were. Rather, a person becomes an aid even without intention. But if I became an aid without intention, it's likely I forgot. This discussion that we just had, if a person has to have intention to be an aid, the psak of the posh pshat of the Gemara and the psak of the Rosh versus the other Rishonim that have different explanations of our Gemara. And according to those explanations, you don't need to have intention to be aidus, has very relevant repercussions when we attend a wedding. When we attend a wedding, so there are many people in the audience, and many of them are krovim or psulim. And we learned now that a karv apostle A is apostle A, and B, we have the rule of Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. How is that avoided? So, if we follow the Poshup Shad of the Shulchan Aruch, if they didn't intend to be Eidus, then we don't say Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. But the problem is, says the Shach, we only could say such a concept is if the krivim of psulim did not intend to be edim, and the real edim intended to be edim. But if everybody is in the same category, everybody did not intend to be edim, or vice versa, everybody intended to be edim, they will say edim shabat l'butzah shabat l'kula. And therefore says the shach, and the tzois says this l'halocha, for every masada kedushin at a wedding, should tell the two edim, we are being miyached you, we're exclusively designating you to be edim. So the two edim that, and then that krivim of psulim, as the masada kedushin verifies, and therefore they could be edim. They could be edim, and because they intended to see edis. The rest of the people there, even if they saw what happened, but they were not designated as edis. And even if we'll say you could become an aid with just seeing, as many Rishonim explained in our Gemara, but if you have two edim that were designated and are intentional edim, and the rest are only edim because they saw what they saw, the fact that they're not on the same level and the two edim were designated edim, there we won't say edim shabat l'maktsasa bat l'kula.